As a nation, we are not defined by nature. Welcome to Chanukah Meditations, second night of Chanukah, Chanukah Sameach. We all know that besides the miracle of the candles, there was a military miracle of Chanukah, Rabim b'yad me'atim, that many fell in the hands of few. The strong fell in the hands of the weak. That is what Chanukah is. It's a supernatural defeat that the Hashmonaim, the Maccabees, had. Completely miraculous. But the truth is that we know that that miracle is not limited to Chanukah. That miracle is the story of the Jewish people. It is the story of our survival, the story of our continuity, the story of our existence. Statistically, we shouldn't be here, naturally speaking. After all the persecution and the pogroms and all the slavery and the exile that we've gone through, where mighty empires have tried to destroy us and they are no longer here, we shouldn't be here. But we are the miracle of Chanukah. We are a supernatural existence. We are people who are not defined by what happens in the natural world. We rise above the realms of nature and exist from God's miraculous, infinite power. Now, as a nation, collectively, we know this. What we always need to try and internalize, and especially sitting next to the Chanukah candles, is to internalize this individually, to understand that we all have the power of infinity within us. We all can be supernatural. We sometimes lock ourselves into a certain routine and we say we can't grow, we can't do more because we are filled our cup, naturally speaking. But as a Jew with a Jewish soul, we are the Chanukah miracle even individually, and we can go beyond our own nature, our own confines, our own limitations. So I want you to internalize that by just becoming comfortable. Find a comfortable spot. Relax and slowly close your eyes. To become just more focused and aware, turn your attention to your breathing. Breathe in and out. Just tap into that rhythm of life for a few moments. If your mind wanders, just gently bring it back. Just try being in the moment, think in your mind of the Chanukah candles. Just feel every breath that you take in and every breath that you exhale. In Hebrew, breath is neshima, same word as neshama. Every breath that you take is an expression of your soul. The flames of the Chanukah candles, each flame represents the soul, the light, the purity, the brightness, the calmness, the serenity of the depth of your neshama. As you sit by the Chanukah candles, remember that you have a soul. Connect to your neshama. The neshama is an infusion of godliness, an infusion of holiness, an infusion of infinity. Our natural limitations come from the physical body. But as a person who has a soul, our spiritual growth is inspired by the soul, infinity. The ability to go beyond, to change, do something uncomfortable, to connect deeper and higher. So you sit by the Chanukah candles, think of this. Think of something that maybe you know you should do, but you felt you can't. Maybe it's something that you know you should do some study, but it just doesn't seem to fit into your routine. should be helping other people, but doesn't feel right. You need to reach out to someone who you've had a fallout with, but it seems impossible. Think of your soul and think of the Hanukkah candles and think of the supernatural victory of the Jewish people. We can do it, even individually. Hanukkah Sameach.